calling. All come to the church on the
neighbors, howdy. We welcome you to the meeting of the Little Country Church of Hollywood. This little church is a memorial to the sincere faith of our forefathers. Won't you join and worship with us? We all been a laughing at the parson and Lige Gupton and all the neighbors that's there in the shoe shop and talking on what's the best and the hardest jobs in the world. You know, there's one thing that the parson has forgot. He was to meet Sister Hopkins at the Crossroads Stores about a half an hour ago. I bound you she'll be driving Dan up to that shop directly, and then the parson will catch it. Well, you listen for a while to the shoe shop talk.
Well, of course, every feller thinks his job's the hardest, but you know, there's one thing I sure would hate to do.
What's that, Lige?
I got an idea on that myself. That is, what's the hardest work in the world? Professor, you better watch him now. He's fixing to catch a king right there.
No, he ain't. I'm a-fixing to get his'n.
Well, I'd say that lion taming's about the worst work there is.
Oh, that would be hard, all
right. Well, it sure would.
They tell me you got to make a lion think you ain't afeard of him to make him mind you.
Well, I couldn't be as deceitful, though, as all that.
Say, Professor, you can hem in Obe's king there if you move right there.
You all let me and the professor play this game.
I don't need no help. I generally take care of myself at checkers.
Well, now, remember my challenge. It holds good. I'm to take on the winner.
I don't know which the parson's the best at, catching fish or playing checkers.
Whoa, Dan. Oh, Brother Lige.
Yes'm. Oh, hello, Sister Hopkins. Won't you come in?
No. Is Josiah in there?
Hello, honey. There sure is a close game of checkers going on in here. Don't you want to come on in and watch 'em?
No, thank you. I've been a-setting out here in this buggy for the longest, right over yonder at the store. You said you'd meet me there.
Well, you see, I got my mind on the game and the talk we is having. Well, boys, I reckon I'll be getting on. Goodbye to you all. Yeah. I'll see you all later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Get up there.
Well, the ridiculous idea of you sitting around that shoe shop all the morning.
Honey, I was a learning thing.
I reckon you did. Precious good anything you learn in that shop's gonna do you.
Well, I had a good thought about little things whilst I was watching Lige Gupton a half sole in a shoe.
What was that? How little all you men was a-doing there, loafing in the shop?
Get up there. No, it wasn't that. See, it just come to me that it's the little things that bother us the most. For instance, you can sit down on a mountain, but you can't sit down on no tack.
I don't think that's much of a thought.
All right, honey, have it your way. Get up. Get up there, Dan. Is that Sim's girls from the center still over there at the Batts' house?
Yes, she told me all about her work, too. She certainly is interesting. You ought to have gone with me. You'd have learned something there listening to her talk.
Well, that's the reason I didn't go. All them women there piecing quilts. I thought you said they wasn't expecting no men there.
Well, it was a women's meeting. You know that Sims girl worked in the telephone exchange in Pumpkin Center.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you see, talk about something like that might be awful interesting. I'd have learned a lot, maybe. Well, what did she say?
Let me see. Oh, yes. She told a funny thing about one of the telephone girls who was awful absent-minded, and she was a-going to church.
Yeah?
And she was a-setting there in the church, and the preacher announced the hymn, and he just said, number 147. And the girl hollered out, I'll ring him again. Wasn't that awful?
Well, that was awful embarrassing on the poor preacher.
I meant it was awful on the poor absent-minded girl.
I knew you'd take the women's part. All right, now you slow down after that bump, Dad Hopkins.
Poor Dan, he's been with me all the morning.
Whoa.
Surely did drive well, too.
Well, you can't give Dan no credit for going with you to the quilting. Why, he's hitched to the buggy, and you drove.
And the swallows from slumber waking, hail with joy the golden day. It is sweet to look away to Jesus and his gracious words attend, and to hear him ever sweetly saying, I am with you.
Howdy, one and all. Just tolerable. Mighty glad to see you all again. We glad to get here. Of course, I was kind of busy this morning. Awful busy down there at the shoe shop. Awful close game was going on down there, but it was interrupted. Well, I guess we ought to go on singing. That is a right good piece you all was on there then.
Yeah, we like that.
I'll tell you a good one. I'd love to hear you all try out. The home over there, that's the dandy. And yeah, that's it, that's the very piece.
Oh, think of the home over there, by the side of the river of life, where the saints all immortal and fair are robed in their garments of light. Over there,
piece. Professor, I wish you'd turn over there. That piece you know you was singing down there at that last gathering I had, it's All the Way with Jesus. Is that in that book there?
Yeah, that's right in here.
Well, you all try that, and I'd love to hear that in the It's right good.
Through life's pilgrim way, I'll journey with my Savior. In the night of care, he'll lead me to the day. Till I enter heaven's portal by his favor, trusting I will go with Jesus all the way. I'll go with him all the way to glory. I will go with Jesus all the way. Till I stand within the home and portal, I will go with Jesus all the way.
Yeah, that's the very piece. I think the more you hear that, the better you like it. I think that's a good piece. Sarah, I wish you'd get that book, honey, and get that marked on that page, and we can try it at the house sometime. Well, there was a thought that got in mind this morning about, being a helper. I was reading the passage there in the 12th chapter of Romans in the 8th verse. It's a right good piece. It says there, in honor, preferring one another. That's what it says. Well, now, you see, it means to back somebody. And you know how I got the thought in my mind? I was out of Dan. I was coming down there. You all know where the Purdue place is there, and they got a pass for them peacocks, and they got out on the road, and them peafowls hoisted their feathers, and it looked like a circus parade coming. You never saw such a sight. Well, Dan, he come in backing, and he backed out there in the field and backed the buggy step up again the stump and sprung it all there as ciders. It's just running. Got to take it off and straighten it out. See, that comes from backing. Well, now I got to thinking. I says I'll talk on backing, the harm that comes from backing. And you see, people generally back up when they're scared of something. See something they don't understand and they just quit and lay down or back up. Had you ever thought that a backer ain't a person that backs up? See, he's a pusher. Now, whenever a man says, I'm a backing him, you see, it means that he's a helping him. But now I've got me another word, backer up. You see, there's another word. There are backers, and then there's backer ups. See, the backer, he's a helping somebody, and the backer up, well, he's sort of in a reverse. You see, he's going the other way. Well, I'll just give you a story of it. Now, I knew of a little boy right there in Pumpkin Center that never had no chance, and there was a man in one of them big eating things, you know, the meat at noon. They call them a noonday eating club. Well, they have a regular me and you printed out there for you to pick out what you're going to eat. Well, he got his head set on a backing somebody, and he picked out a little old toe-headed, freckle-faced boy and to back him. And it's a true story right there in the center. And so he went out to see the boy's home there, and he is a widow woman's little boy, never had no chance. And that big banking man put his hand on the little boy's shoulder and said, son, I'm going to back you. And I'm going to help you. You know that boy's just a-doing wonders? Why, he's just a-coming forward so fast. You see, that's what it means there in Romans 12:8, where it says, in honor, preferring one another. And, you know, I think it'd be a good thing for us to just pick out somebody to back. That's what I was telling the Sarah. I told her she ought to back me, you see, and it'd sure be a lot of help to me in my work. And she says that's what she'd been a-doing for about 34 years, backing me. Goodbye, neighbors. You know, it's an awful temptation to get in a terrible hurry as you travel down the road called life. But neighbors, take time out to help somebody. Be a backer. Well, goodbye, folks. May the Lord bless all of you.
Goodbye, everybody.